People died. It was sad, but they did. What did you do next? People expected the local witch to know. So you washed the body and did a few secret and squelchy things, and dressed them in their best clothes and laid them out with bowls of earth and salt beside them. No one knew why you did this bit, not even Miss Treason, but it had always been done. And you put 2 pennies on their eyes for the ferryman. And you sat with them the night before they were buried, because they shouldn't be left alone. Exactly why was never properly explained, although everyone got told the story of the old man who was slightly less dead than everybody thought and got up off the spare bed in the middle of the night and got back into bed with his wife. The real reason was probably a lot darker than that. The start and finish of things was always dangerous, lives most of all. But Miss Treason was a wicked old witch. Who knew what might happen? Hang on, Tiffany told herself, don't you believe the boffo? She's really just a clever old lady with a catalogue. In the other room, Miss Treason's loom stopped. It often did. But this evening the sudden silence it made was louder than usual. Miss Treason called out, "What do we have in the larder that needs eating up?" Yes, this is going to be a very odd night, Tiffany told herself. Miss Treason went to bed early. It was the first time Tiffany had ever known her not to sleep in a chair. She'd put on a long white nightdress, too. The first time Tiffany had seen her not in black. There was a lot still to do. It was traditional that the cottage should be left sparkling clean for the next witch, and although it was hard to make black sparkle, Tiffany did her best. Actually, the cottage was always pretty clean, but Tiffany scraped and scrubbed and polished, because it put off the moment when she'd have to go and talk to Miss Treason. She even took down the fake spiderwebs and threw them on the fire, where they burned with a nasty blue flame. She wasn't sure what to do with the skulls. Finally, she wrote down everything she could remember about the local villages, when babies were due, who was very ill and what with, who was feuding, who was difficult, and just about every other local detail she thought might be helpful to Anagramma. Anything to just put off the moment. At last, there was nothing for it but to climb the narrow stairs and say, "Is everything all right, Miss Treason?" The old woman was sitting up in bed scribbling. The ravens were perched on the bedposts. "I'm just writing a few thank-you letters," she said. "Some of those ladies today came quite a long way and will be having a chilly ride back." "Thank you for coming to my funeral letters," asked Tiffany weakly. "Indeed. And they're not often written, you may be sure of that. You know the girl Anagramma Hawkin will be the new witch here. I'm sure she would like you to stay on, at least for a while."
"I don't think that would be a good idea," said Tiffany.
"Quite," said Miss Treason, smiling. "I suspect the girl Weatherwax has arrangements in mind. It'll be interesting to see how Mrs. Earwig's brand of witchcraft suits my silly people, although it may be best to observe events from behind a rock, or in my case, under it." She put the letters aside, and both the ravens turned to look at Tiffany. "You have been here with me only 3 months."
"That's right, Miss Treason."
"We have not talked, woman to woman. I should have taught you more."
"I've learned a lot, Miss Treason," and that was true.
"You have a young man, Tiffany. He sends you letters and packages. You go into Lenca Town every week to send letters to him. I fear you live not where you love."
Tiffany said nothing. They'd been through this before. Roland seemed to fascinate Miss Treason.
"I was always too busy to pay attention to young men," said Miss Treason. "They were always for later, and then later was too late. Pay attention to your young man."
"I did say he's not actually my—" Tiffany began, feeling herself start to blush.
"But do not become a strumpet like Mrs. Ogg," said Miss Treason.
"I'm not very musical," said Tiffany uncertainly. Miss Treason laughed.
"You have a dictionary, I believe," she said. "A strange but useful thing for a girl to have."
"Yes, Miss Treason."
"On my bookshelf you will find a rather larger dictionary, an unexpurgated dictionary, a useful thing for a young woman to have. You may take it, and one other book. The others will remain with the cottage. You may also have my broomstick. Everything else, of course, belongs to the cottage."
"Thank you very much, Miss Treason. I'd like to take that book about mythology."
"Ah, yes, Chaffinch, a very good choice. It has been a great help to me, and will, I suspect, be a particular assistance to you. The loom must stay, of course,
Anagramma Hawking will find it useful. Tiffany doubted this. Anagramma wasn't very practical at all, but it was probably not the time to say so. Miss Treason leaned back against the cushions. They think you wove names into your cloth, said Tiffany.
That? Oh, it's true. There's nothing magical about it. It's a very old trick. Any weaver can do it. You won't be able to read it, though, without knowing how it was done.
Miss Treason sighed.
Oh, my silly people. Anything they don't understand is magic. They think I can see into their hearts, but no witch can do that. Not without surgery, at least. No magic is needed to read their little minds, though. I've known them since they were babes. I remember when their grandparents were babes. They think they're so grown up, but they're still no better than babies in the sandpit, squabbling over mud pies. I see their lies and excuses and fears. They never grow up, not really. They never look up and open their eyes. They stay children their whole lives.
I'm sure they'll miss you, said Tiffany.
Ha! I'm the wicked old witch girl. They feared me and did what they were told. They feared joke skulls and silly stories. I chose fear. I knew they'd never love me for telling them the truth, so I made certain of their fear. No, they'll be relieved to hear that the witch is dead. And now I shall tell you something vitally important. It is the secret of my long life.
Ah, thought Tiffany, and she leaned forward.
The important thing, said Miss Treason, is to stay the passage of the wind. You should avoid rumbustious fruits and vegetables. Beans are the worst, take it from me.
I don't think I understand, Tiffany began.
Try not to fart, in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, I imagine it would be pretty unpleasant, said Tiffany nervously. She couldn't believe she was being told this.
This is no joking matter, said Miss Treason. The human body only has so much air in it. You have to make it last. One plate of beans can take a year off your life. I have avoided rumbustiousness all my days. I am an old person, and that means what I say is wisdom.
She gave the bewildered Tiffany a stern look.
Do you understand, child?
Tiffany's mind raced. Everything is a test. No, she said. I'm not a child, and that's nonsense, not wisdom. The stern look cracked into a smile.
Yes, said Miss Treason. Total gibberish. But you've got to admit it's a corker all the same, right? You definitely believed it, just for a moment. The villagers did last year. You should have seen the way they walked about for a few weeks. The strained looks on their faces quite cheered me up. How are things with the wintersmith? All gone quiet, has it?
The question was like a sharp knife in a slice of cake, and arrived so suddenly that Tiffany gasped.
I woke up early and wondered where you were, said Miss Treason.
It was so easy to forget that she used other people's ears and eyes all the time, in an absent-minded sort of way. Did you see the roses? Asked Tiffany. She hadn't felt the telltale tickle, but she hadn't exactly had much time for anything but worry.
Yes, fine things, said Miss Treason. I wish I could help you, Tiffany, but I'm going to be otherwise occupied. And romance is an area where I cannot offer much advice.
Romance? Said Tiffany, shocked.
The girl Weatherwax and Miss Tick will have to guide you, Miss Treason went on. I must say, though, that I suspect that neither of them has jousted much in the lists of love.
Lists of love? Said Tiffany. It was getting worse.
Can you play poker? Miss Treason asked.
Pardon?
Poker. The card game. Or cripple Mr. Onion. Chase my neighbour up the passage. You must have sat up with the dead and dying before.
Well, yes, but I've never played cards with them. Anyway, I don't know how to play.
I'll teach you. There's a pack of cards in the bottom drawer of the dresser. Go and fetch them.
Is this like gambling? My father said that people shouldn't gamble. Miss Treason nodded.
Good advice, my dear. Don't worry. The way I play poker isn't like gambling at all.